over 4 decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the case has reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners, but quietly one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
In baseball, Kyle Schwarber is the first player to hit 40 home runs this season.
2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit deep, right field, on its way. That ball is gone. A mammoth three-run home run for Kyle Schwarber, number 40 on the season. And he has put the Phillies up 6-0 here in the second inning.
Phillies Radio Network on the call. They shut out the Mariners 6-0. The Blue Jays snapped the Royals' 9-game win streak with a 3-0 victory. The Braves walked it off against the Dodgers 6-5. Roky Sasaki left the game in the fourth inning with blister pain, and he's headed to the IL. Pete Alonso hit his 32nd home run of the season as the Orioles held on to beat the Cardinals 8-7. In the NBA, Jonathan Kuminga has agreed to a 2-year, $12 million deal with the Timberwolves, and the NFL has eliminated the Pro Bowl game.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. But right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, August 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to consider easement of Morro Bay Cayucas Connector Project. PG&E Corporation grant providing funds to 17 Central Coast restaurants. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be Tuesday, September 1st at 9 a.m. On the board's agenda is a request to approve an easement for the Morro Bay to Cayucas Connector Gap Pathway Project. This multi-year project will close a gap between the communities of Morro Bay and Cayucas, with construction scheduled to start in spring 2027. As part of the process, staff is presenting the board with a temporary easement necessary for the construction, an agreement reached with Chevron Land and Development Company. The agenda says the property owner has donated the easements. An approval will allow the Department of Parks and Recreation to proceed with processing the transaction and constructing the project. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. PG&E will be holding a virtual town hall for South Bay and Central Coast counties on Wednesday, September 9th, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Invited counties include San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Monterey counties. Attendees will learn about the work being done in their community, resources available to them to connect with and ask PG&E's questions, wildfire safety efforts, and local projects. A link to the webinar can be found on PG&E's website or by calling 888-603-9617. PG&E Corporation Foundation providing grants to 17 restaurants across the Central Coast. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KBRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The PG&E Corporation Foundation is supporting 17 restaurants and commercial caterers across the Central Coast for its sixth straight year, alongside the California Restaurant Foundation. These establishments will receive resilience grants, helping them pay for equipment and technology upgrades, unforeseen hardship, employee retention bonuses, and training to help restaurant owners invest in their business and people. Funding for the grants comes from PG&E shareholders, not from customers. Restaurants in San Luis Obispo County include Pig Iron in Templeton, Della's Wood-Fired Pizza and Cocktails in Paso Robles, Carla's Country Kitchen in Morro Bay, Checkamoo Grill in San Luis Obispo, and Fruit Paradise Mexican Style in SLO. Sonia Shaw, a candidate for the California State Superintendent in 2026, will be featured in a local barbecue dinner in Cambria. Sonia Shaw aims to transform California schools into launch pads for dreams, wishing to fix a system where only 46.7% of students read at grade level. Her primary issues listed are protecting girls from boys in their locker rooms and sports, fixing a failed education system, and putting family voices first. The barbecue and wine dinner will be held from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. this Friday, August 28th. Tickets can be purchased online for $50. Attendees will be provided the address to the dinner via email prior to the event for security reasons. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Twins 7-4, the Braves over the Dodgers 6-5, Padres shut out the Pirates 3-0, the Reds beat the Giants 10-9, the Guardians over the Angels 4-3, the Yankees beat the Astros 9-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Braves, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will face the Astros. In California news, Meta, the social media giant that owns Facebook and Instagram, agreed to pay up to $18 billion and add stronger child safety measures to Facebook and Instagram as part of a trial over teen social media addiction. The case was filed by numerous states, including California, and Meta settling does not admit any wrongdoing. The settlement money will be paid out over 10 years. Yesterday, a judge suspended the criminal charges against a man who was arrested at President Donald Trump's Los Angeles area golf course with ammunition and a gun in his vehicle. Los Angeles County Judge John Longren Jr. sent 38-year-old John Tail to a mental health court in Hollywood based on statements indicating he isn't immediately fit to stand trial. He will instead be undergoing psychiatric evaluation. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state is investing $48.5 million through the California Jobs First Regional Investment Initiative, supporting 18 projects spanning 8 economic regions, expected to support the creation of 20,000 direct and indirect jobs. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KBRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. About 31% of U.S. farmland is owned by non-operating landowners, and farmland as an asset class continues to attract interest from investors. But given the current state of the farm economy, can farmland continue to meet investor expectations? AcreTrader's Rob Moore thinks so, with one big caveat, that those expectations are realistic and not based on expected farmer cash flows.
If you just silo American farmland, and you should expect IRRs in the mid to high single digits. And I think for investors, when they're presented that product, honestly, again, this is a risk-adjusted return. The cash flow off of particularly row crop farmland in the United States in today's interest rate environment, nobody's coming here for the cash flow, and I think that's good. I think in 2020 and 2021, there were a lot of people that got into the asset class saying, man, the return here, the cash return is really interesting to me, and the appreciation's the bonus. And I think that's not only disingenuous, it does a disservice to the farmers and the industry writ large. Right? The focus should not be on the cash flow off of the farmer. Our approach to the investor class has been, hey, let's be really honest with you. This is a 2 to 4% cash on cash asset class.
Moore said farmland investors need to understand the risks, liquidity, and modest historical returns before considering investing in farmland.
Superior Livestock is back in Hudson Oaks, Texas, Thursday, September 3rd for the Labor Day video sale. More than 45,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock fresh from ranches across the country sell live on SuperiorLivestock.com. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid online. It's fast, easy, and gives you access to the nation's largest cattle marketplace. And Labor Day doesn't end the action. Remember, Superior Video Auctions keep rolling every other Thursday through year-end. For complete sale schedule, visit SuperiorLivestock.com. Ready to bring some new ideas back to your ranch? Then make plans to join other producers from across the country at the 2026 Grazing Expo, September 10th through the 13th at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center in Billings, Montana. Hear from leading ranchers and experts on cattle markets, grazing management, soil health, ranch business, and more, plus a trade show, career fair, live music, and plenty of opportunities to connect. Learn more and get registered at montanaglc.org/expo.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. An independent review panel's designation of Almendol powder as generally safe for human consumption represents a major milestone that opens the door for its use as an ingredient in granola, cereals, baked goods, and other foods, according to a researcher at the Almond Board of California. Toxicology, genotoxicity, and environmental containment exposure assessments found no safety concerns at intended use levels, the Almond Board announced. The panel finalized its findings this past spring and submitted them to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. With nearly 1.4 million bearing acres of almonds in California, the crop generates large quantities of byproducts such as hulls, which are currently used primarily as livestock feed. The findings could be transformational for the industry in that they create a pathway for value creation from almond hulls, said the Almond Board's Associate Director of Food Research and Technology. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the mid-60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds early tomorrow, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly cloudy on Thursday. Low 90s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, low 80s Monday and Tuesday, mid 80s Wednesday, 89 a week from today. Currently it is 71 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Back to traffic. There is currently a traffic collision on the US 101 South in Atascadero near the Santa Barbara Road off-ramp. CHP says five vehicles are involved in the collision. Traffic in Atascadero at the southbound US 101 is significantly backed up from Highway 41 towards the Santa Barbara Road off-ramp. Cape, your all news time is 8:21.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks have been mixed to higher, with the Nasdaq rallying on NVIDIA's sharply higher quarter and dramatic forecast. NVIDIA says it expects 70% growth in coming years. NVIDIA shares are up 7%. Software giant Salesforce, parent company of the Slack app, also reported higher earnings and is seeing rising demand for its products for artificial intelligence and data. Shares are up 19%. CrowdStrike is seeing more demand for its cybersecurity products. Its profit jumped in the recent quarter. Shares are up 15%. Hormel Foods is lowering expectations for the year. It's seeing shoppers pulling back. Prices declined, but apparently that did not boost sales volume. Hormel owns Spam and Skippy Peanut Butter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
My name is Amanda Klutz, and I'm a widow. You enter a different reality when you lose your husband, especially as a parent. Life insurance doesn't fix it, but it helps. With Ethos, you can get covered in minutes. No medical exams, up to $3 million in coverage, and it's all online.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Join Cella Restaurante and Bar in Paso Robles for a Thanksgiving buffet in the Veneto Ballroom at Allegretto Vineyard Resort, 11 to 5 on Thanksgiving Day, with a menu featuring all of your Thanksgiving favorites, as well as Tuscan-inspired servings and wine to pair. Whether you're gathering with family or celebrating with friends, it's a Thanksgiving worth savoring. Reservations are required, 805-369-2503, or visit cellopasorobles.com.
Packaging on hearing aid batteries is pretty hard for many people. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialist is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only one in town stocking them. And right now, for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Just call Hearing Aid Specialist, 805-460-7385. That's 805-460-7385.
You might have tried the wonderfully fresh Red Scooter Deli, but did you know they offer beautiful catering choices? Whether you need your company breakfast or meeting catered, or you're hosting a party, Red Scooter Deli delivers. Breakfast and lunch for groups, dessert trays with fresh baked goods or box lunches. So many choices, and the food is always fresh. For weddings, meetings, or parties, go to redscooterdeli.com. Two locations in Paso Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. As kids, we've all been told, winners never quit and quitters never win. Today's story is about three men who quit on the brink of victory and, unfortunately, paid the ultimate price for it. Wesley Powell was a self-trained naturalist and a one-armed explorer who had lost the other arm during the Civil War. Powell became enthralled with the wilderness along the Colorado River that included the Grand Canyon. In May of 1869, Powell, 11 men, and 4 wooden boats started the descent down the Colorado River and through the Grand Canyon. The expedition was underfunded and the unknown river was treacherous. Almost daily, the expedition was on the brink of disaster. Then, on August 27, the party heard the roar of a giant rapid. When they investigated it, they found the worst rapids yet. According to Powell, the billows were huge and I fear our boats would not ride them. Everyone was concerned. The next morning, convinced the rapids were impassable, three men decided not to continue with the voyage and started up the side of the north rim of the Grand Canyon. The remaining members climbed into the boats and pushed off into the rapids. Amazingly, all the boats made it through the Great Rapid. Even more amazingly, they emerged at the mouth of a great lake. The first people they encountered was a surprised search party looking for the remains of their supposedly lost expedition. The men who left the expedition had been less fortunate, for when they got to the top of the canyon, they encountered a war party of Indians and were killed. We need to keep this incident in mind the next time we think about quitting before a project is complete. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There will also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Local news update brought to you by Joe Stiefel Investment Services. Sonia Shaw, a candidate for the California State Superintendent in 2026, will be featured in a local barbecue dinner in Cambria for $50. The dinner will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday, August 28th, and signups can be done online. The address to the dinner will be provided via email to any who attend. PG&E will be holding a virtual town hall for South Bay and Central Coast counties on Wednesday, September 9th, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Invited counties include San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Monterey counties. Attendees will learn about work being done in their community, resources available to them, and wildfire safety options, and more. Currently, traffic in Atascadero is backed up on the U.S. 101 South due to a traffic incident that occurred at about 7:46 this morning involving five vehicles. CHP has several units at the scene. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The fate of Lindsay Clancy is about to be in the hands of a jury. She is accused of strangling her three kids in January of 2023. Her mental health, a key issue in the case. Fox's Molly Lyon.
The defense says Clancy should not be held criminally responsible, that she was over-medicated, suffered from postpartum psychosis, and was obeying a voice commanding her to commit the killings.
Now, the prosecution claims Clancy acted rationally and intentionally in the murders. The death toll following catastrophic flooding at the China-Nepal border has climbed to at least or more than 350. Fox's Katie Byrne has more.
According to the Nepal Tourism Board, 65 Americans are among more than 600 tourists that are still unaccounted for.
Over 1,000 remain missing. Officials say several hundred bodies have been recovered. America is listening to Fox News.
Staying connected is important in today's world. Whether it's hearing the news of a new baby in the family or calling work to let your boss know you're running late, phone service keeps you connected with your world. At AT&T, we know that some Americans face life every day without the comfort and security of having phone service. In certain areas, you may be able to reduce your phone bill with a Lifeline discount if you are in a qualifying low-income household. Additional discounts of up to $25 may be available to those living on federally recognized tribal lands where AT&T offers Lifeline. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call us at 800-377-9450 or go to att.com/lifeline if you have access to the internet.
Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T services, including Lifeline, are not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hi, this is Dylan with Limp Patrol. We specialize in professional dryer vent cleaning and appliance preventative maintenance. If your clothes are taking longer to dry, your dryer could be warning you about a hidden fire hazard. Limp Patrol is here to help keep your home safe, improve appliance performance, and even lower your energy bills. Regular maintenance can help your appliances last longer and keep your home running efficiently. Don't overwork your dryer or let hidden lint start a fire. Call Limp Patrol today for a free estimate at 805-975-5176 or visit limppatrolca.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. And remember, you will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the gorgeous doors. Well, clouds this morning, and right now it says maybe some light rain. About a 74% chance of rain. Then overcast for your Thursday, low to mid-90s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Some clouds and sunshine, low 90s on your Friday. As we head out to Saturday, well, we're going to be a little bit, same in the low 90s and upper 80s on Sunday, low 80s Monday, Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday, and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down, 6:32 a.m., 7:39 p.m. We're at 72, and it is a little muggy. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, Karen is back, and the three-ring circus continues in Templeton with the Templeton Area Advisory Group tag, and Mr. Murray Powell will be the guest this afternoon. So enjoy. Peanuts and Cracker Jacks, whatever, are not available. All right, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24/7. You want them, they'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. And again, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL. As we're ready to go on the backstretch, headed for home. Alrighty, whatever may be on your means, your minds, ladies and gentlemen, and get it out of your mouths onto the wireless or onto the text, because that way it'll go through my mouth out onto the wireless, and we can go from there or whatever. All right, let's see here. We've had issues regarding customer service. Concerns, issues, whatever. People are just getting a little bit more ticked off about it. And, of course, we've been over the tipping stuff and so forth. But here's one, Chris. I'm sure this has happened to you. Do you want to take a survey?
Usually, no.
Okay. Now, don't they, in some cases, don't they offer a gift certificate or something, or points or whatever they do?
Yeah, some kind of way to incentivize you to take it.
So you've done it once in a while?
I don't think so. Not even for like the free rewards.
Okay.
Because I don't want to. Simple as that.
I have done it if I personally know the business owner. Because they it's not like you're filling it out there. They'll, you know, you'll get a, you know, hey, can you send me, yes, I'd like a receipt. Well, can I email it to you? Yeah, okay. And then I guess it's automatic through their company or business that would you know, please do this customer survey. Then I will do that. But if it's just, like if I go to a sporting goods store then to buy a pair of, or, you know, some socks and, you know, whatever, I'm not doing it. I don't care if they offer me whatever it may be. But apparently, customers, the feedback, the surveys or the request, and it's a apparently hurting loyal customers. They don't want to be bothered with it, and they don't want to be asked about it, which goes to, I think, many of us. Can we just go to the store and buy something? Chris, you know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, no, like, rewards programs, no, like...
Don't ask me to tip this, don't ask me to do this, don't ask me... I just want to go to the store, buy something, look forward to it, and go. Is that too much to ask, I guess? And you didn't have to do that in retail, did you?
Do what exactly?
Ask people for, you know, would you mind, or can I ask, or would you be willing, anything like that. You weren't put in that position, were you?
No, I was, especially early on as a cashier, and it's expected of you to do that constantly, and you get chewed out if not enough people participate.
So that was that your first experience doing it?
Pretty much.
What did you think about when they told you you had to do that? Other than you needed a job.
I thought it was very silly, and I think it was a little bit ridiculous to, you know, place expectations on, you know, the employee that they need to get a certain number each day or else they get chewed out, because it's like, people are people, and they can say yes or no. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm, you know, a car salesman failing to sell a car. It's I'm a cashier who didn't get somebody to take a survey after they finished already buying stuff from the store.
Did you have a script that you had? It was the same thing every time?
Pretty much. They asked you to, like, follow the script, and anytime they asked me, it's like, oh, why aren't, you know, people agreeing to the rewards program or whatever? Are you telling them this? It's like, yeah, they're still saying no. And for some reason, management could not comprehend the fact that people could say no.
So... And so this was for every time a customer came through.
The expectation was, did I actually do it every time though? No, absolutely not. Sometimes I could just tell somebody was not in the mood to hear it, so I left them alone.
So you could, intuition told you, you know what, I'm going to get yelled at by my boss. I don't want to get yelled at by the customer.
Exactly. There was even a time where I was, this was when I was a sales associate. And the expectation is, you know, you get the protection plan. You ask them to sign up for a credit. You do everything. Like, you do everything to make them spend as much money as possible. And this woman came in wanting an iPad, right? So, of course, I have to ask her if she wants, you know, a case, a little thing to carry it around in, blah, 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 blah. She looks him in the eyes and she tells me, my child, my house just burnt down. I don't want anything you're selling me other than the iPad. And I'm like, okay, just the iPad then. And guess who comes by not having heard that and tries to do the exact same thing I did without a care in the world?
Your manager.
Exactly.
And what did she kindly say to him?
My manager just did not take no for an answer. It's like, well, how about I get you a coupon to make it free?
Even after she said my house just burned down?
She didn't say that part. Like, oh. It was so awkward. Like, you know how you get secondhand embarrassment of somebody just going like, please let me out of this.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that was. I had so much secondhand embarrassment. And the woman just kind of like put her head in her hands and just said, this is overwhelming. I just want to get this over with. Wow. I felt bad. I felt so bad for her.
I would imagine. And the manager, did you eventually tell him that, hey, this is what she said to me?
I don't think I did, no. And I don't think my manager would have cared either way. They were just that kind of person.
Wow. That's pretty brutal. Pretty brutal. So anyway, customers are liking it a lot less now. And not be so aggressive. And it says here to be a company should apply a lighter touch when soliciting feedback. I don't know what that lighter touch would be other than not to. I understand companies wanting to get feedback from their customers, but I would guess left on its own, most people are not going to, you know, either call, write, or text the company and say, I love the service. That's just my guess. most of the time people will do the negative. They had a bad experience. Matter of fact, I had something the other day. I called immediately. I was on the other side of my house doing stuff. What day was it? Was it Monday? I think it was Monday. Hold on. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. Hey, tomorrow morning at, I guess, 7:30, there's some kind of coffee with the manager for the city of Paso Robles at that brewery place that Williams guy used to be involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the guy that's in charge of the water for the city talking about all the water they have and all the things they're going to do and so on and so forth. It would be interesting if anybody in the city that could call in after that meeting in the second or the last hour to tell us what happened there, because I can tell you right now that there's going to be a lot of questions they won't answer, like, why don't you use your Nacimiento water? Why are you paying for it when not using it? Why don't you recharge any of your water? What happened in the lawsuit you spent $5 million on that you lost? And so on and so forth. How are you building homes on water that you can't clean or use? And the people in Paso are paying for all this, and this guy is going to sweet talk it. He's not going to answer questions that are legal or that he doesn't want to go, because he's not the decision maker or the voter. He's the guy that gets told what to do. But if you ask John Hammond a question, he refers to this guy because he's the head of the department. And then you get the deer in the headlight thing with the cricket noise.
Well, as I've said, Greg, for years, that people need to ask direct questions to these people and don't let them off the hook. So if this gentleman tomorrow can't or won't answer the question, then maybe somebody say, well, who can I go to get the answer?
Yeah, correct. You're correct. And, you know, they've spent millions of dollars on with grant monies for their purple pipe water and their treated water plant. And they still don't have any treated water. It's amazing all the different things that they're supposedly working on when they have available water and a plant to clean that water from Nacimiento, and they're not using it. And Greg, that plant is what needs to be expanded.
Greg, what percentage of the people, how many of the people in Paso Robles do you think are aware of the fact that the city's paying about $400,000 a month for water they're not using?
I don't know if you'd be lucky if there's 5%. Nobody shows up at the NACI partners meeting that's held at the Templeton CSD office. They're paying just over $4 million a year on principal and interest for their portion of the pipeline. They're already at least $75 million into that, and they got another $75 million to go, so another 15 years. Their operation and maintenance for this fiscal year is over $17 million. The Paso's portion is at least $6 million of that. So they're paying $10 million a year right now, or for this next year, on water that they're not using. And there's been 9 repairs on the NACI pipeline, and most of them are temporary repairs. They're not permanent, that they still have to fix.
Well, you know, I've said it. The truth is, it's like farming. People don't pay attention to, you know, what ranchers and farmers do, because they get it at the store. People here living in Paso Robles or the cities, they just turn on their faucet. They don't think twice about anything else. And
right.
But once in a while they will complain about their rates. And when they see what the city is wasting and what the city has wasted, It's phenomenal amount of money.
Right, and just to go off to a different tangent here on what you just said, it's like the price of beef. They're saying, well, how come the price of beef is so high? Cattlemen don't set the price on what the cattle sell for or what the packers and the stores do with the thing. But ever since this screwworm thing happened from the influx of illegal aliens that came up through South America and through Central America and up into Mexico, that has shut down. They're just now starting to open it up a little bit. We got a lot of cattle that we raised that came from the Mexico area, but because of that disease, you couldn't let them in here because you would disease the herds up here.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't see the connection to the different parts of this, just like what you're talking about, what happens in the field, you know, and how does the product actually get to the supermarket, you know, into your refrigerator, and understand that the size of herds throughout the United States went down because of let's just use California. We weren't allowed to use the BLM land that we used to use because of the environmentalists. We weren't allowed to do certain things with grazing and stuff that would stop fires. They would rather pay to put out a fire and waste the timber and the grass and all the other stuff than to have leases for the cattlemen to run cattle and have the loggers to use the lumber and not waste it. And all of that income going to the state or the feds could fund other things. Instead of us paying for it through tax dollars, and then they got all these giveaways, how do they have so much grant money? If they got so much grant money, aren't they charging us too much?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can. That'd be another question to ask.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, every one of these things is connected in a different way, and they all end up with management problems and what they're trying to do and how, to me, the emphasis isn't on which we've talked about in the past, on correcting the problem. It's we're just gonna you know, massage the problem so it doesn't go away, but we can just keep, you know, milking it forever. Whether it's the roads or the homeless or whatever, just name one.
Right. You know, I don't have time to get into another question regarding that now because I got another call, Greg.
Go ahead. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Hi, good morning. Do call back. What I was going to is the, again, we have short memories. If we go back, a couple of years on the egg shortage, and there were some regulatory changes, I think federal and state laws, that there were some things done that not completely the government, but the government, and I think Biden directly, made some pretty stupid decisions regarding the eggs, because that was the avian flu. But there was something, and I can't remember exactly what it was, so that, you know, I'm sure all of us remember. It surged the prices, and not only for the eggs themselves because they were scarce, but for the chicken feed, and of course, you know, when you look at transportation and so forth and so on, so it all adds up. It all adds up. All right, I thought that person would call back at 238-577-5238-KPRL. So the other day, I think it was Monday, I was on the other side of my house. When I say that, that's because my driveway would be on the other side from where I was. And I was running a power tool on the other side of my house from the driveway. A delivery truck came up blasting its music. So, combination. I'm on the other side of my property running a power tool. This truck pulls up blasting its music. I could hear over it while I'm using this power tool. So I came around, guy's getting out. And the first thing I said to him was, I want your supervisor's phone number. He said, well, what? And I said, I want your supervisor's phone number. How dare you blast this music coming onto my property? It's rude. He didn't give me any argument or anything like that. He did give me the phone number, and the guy was so stupid that while he's doing that, he still didn't turn it down. I almost went to the truck and turned it down myself. But I called the supervisor and told him, I said, look, your guy just pulled up here on my property blasting his damn music. I did not move out here to hear this crap. And, you know, the guy didn't give me any argument. He says, all right, thank you for calling. We'll see. But so I guess you could say that was a survey. That was a survey. I responded. I just wasn't going to, you know, even I would think that if you're representing a company, even in town, not even driving up into somebody's driveway, but just driving through the neighborhood, blasting your music, and I don't care what kind of music it is. He could have been playing Dion and the Belmonts for I care. I still would have thought it was rude and wrong. Is you need to do or say something or tell the company. Or the company should be smart enough to tell their drivers, hey, you know what? These people that you're delivering to, they help pay your salary. They want to be, you know, a little peace and quiet. Don't go going through these neighborhoods blasting your damn music, and particularly when you're sitting there in the driveway and it's blasting. Don't want to hear it. So, and again, there was, you know, there was no argument or anything at the back, but I guess it just hit me at the right moment where, you know what, I'm tired of this crap. Again, I got tired of hearing it when we lived in town, and I'm certainly not going to do it out there. Hi, good morning.
I couldn't agree more. So I drive pretty much a truck all day long representing a company, and I listen to KRL all day long. But when I'm outside of the truck, I need to turn it down. You know, I could be listening to whatever program it is. And, you know, if a customer, especially in today's day and age, doesn't agree with what's on that, you know, opinion talk show, I shouldn't be blasting it because I'm representing a company. And they might not like it. They might not agree with what's being said.
Well, I mean, so, if you have it,
it's just decency.
If you have it at a decent level, and you know you're not, you know, like this guy. I mean, this was blasting.
Yeah, no, and that's what I mean. At a decent level, low enough so I can hear it when I'm, you know, just right there doing my work. But
yeah, right.
Not interfering in someone's home.
Right. You know, definitely. And you know, again, when you're driving through the neighborhoods and you're blasting it, you know, it's like these, and, you know, I guess, you know, we probably did it when we were teenagers, but it's rude, and you're representing the company.
It's rude.
So don't do it.
Yeah. It's rude. Yeah, you got a billboard on the side of your truck.
Yep. So. All right, sir. Well, thanks for your input. I got to go.
All right, bye.
Okay. Kevin, you could have just asked him to turn it down and call us. All right, you know, it's because I'm not getting into an argument with, well, when I lived in town, I told Linda, I'm not getting into or knocking on the door of a next-door neighbor who's an adult that is, you know, what it's loud music or anything like that. I'm tired of it. So, no, I'm going direct to the source.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be Tuesday, September 1st at 9 a.m., on the board's agenda is a request to approve an easement for the Morro Bay to Cayucas Connector Gap Pathway Project. This is another step leading up to construction, which is scheduled to start in spring 2027. Sonia Shaw, a candidate for the California State Superintendent in 2026, will be featured in a local barbecue dinner in Cambria for $50. The dinner will be held this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., and signups can be done online. The address to the dinner will be provided via email. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the low 90s, it's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Okay, Karen's back on Sound Off this afternoon, and as the world turns, Murray Powell will be in talking about the situation at TAG in Templeton. Enjoy your day and continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.